Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke 22 today, verses 31 through 34. Luke 22, 31 through 34. Jesus continues and he says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Peter said to him, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." Now, what I want to share with you, there's so many things from this passage. We could take a whole week just from these verses. But for today, the challenge I feel like God wants us to pull out is this, that God allows Satan to work in our lives sometimes, but Satan cannot without God's permission, and God only allows it for our good. That's what our challenge is, and I want you to see it. I'm going to say this to you again. Here's our challenge for today, and then I'll show it to you from this passage and other passages of Scripture. God allows Satan to work in our lives sometimes, but Satan cannot, without God's permission, do anything in our lives, and God only allows him to work in our lives for our good. Again, you see here, "Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail." In other words, listen to what it says. Satan asked, Satan wanted to have you. Actually, the scripture here in the context of the Greek, he asked for all of them. And then Jesus says, "But I prayed for you, Simon, I prayed for you that your faith may not fail." In other words, I'm going to allow Satan to do some stuff in your life, and you're not going to do well in the test. Of course, Peter says, "Hey, I'll pass the test. I'll be willing to go to prison and death." And Jesus says, "Actually, you're going to deny you even know me three times before the rooster crows in the morning. But at the same time, you're going to come back. And when you have, I'm going to use you to strengthen the brothers." See, because I have a purpose for it. And everything I allow Satan to do in your life is for good. In Job chapter 1, we see this in verses 6 through 12. It says, "There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Now the Lord said to Satan, 'From where have you come?' Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth and walking up and down on it.' And the Lord said to Satan, 'How have you considered my servant Job?'" Look how God points Job out, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Folks, don't miss this. Satan can do nothing to you, especially if you're a child of God and sealed by the Spirit and protected by God. Satan can do nothing to you unless God allows him. Think about how when Jesus walked on the earth and he was not only human, but he was also God, the demons saw him and they feared. They said, "We know who you are, Son of the Most High God." They were afraid. And when you and I, who have been filled with the Spirit of God or indwelt by the Spirit of God because of our salvation, have been given his Spirit, as we walk on this earth, the spiritual realm of evil sees God within us, and they can do nothing without his permission. But God allows Satan sometimes, as we just see in Job's life. He says, "Okay, here are the parameters. Here's as far as you can go." But he does it for our good. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and following says, "You've forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It's for discipline, training, teaching that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father doesn't discipline? If you're left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you're illegitimate children and not sons. Now, besides this, we've all had earthly fathers who disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of our spirits and live? For they, our earthly fathers, disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he, God, disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. Now, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." God's purposes to allow Satan in our lives are for our good. If you're his child, don't think Satan's out to get you doing everything he wants. God set the parameters, and God has a good purpose. What did Joseph say to his brothers? "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." I look forward to sharing some more from Luke with you on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.